The post-match interview.
Was a dripe at the moment. What's going on?
The Lions 38 lead St Kilda 10 at Marvel. So St Kilda are back to playing Ross footy. 14 and a half minutes almost in the second term, and they're 1-4.
Gee whiz.
You'd hate to barrack for them, wouldn't you?
Well, I know somebody who does, and I say to him every week, this is a tough gig. Barracking for the Saints.
Well, Jacob Spalding has joined us in the van. He's been good enough to join us. Just hit that button up there too, the little black one that'll turn you on. There you go, Jacob. Thank you for joining us after, I suspect, your original emotions are a disappointment and what could have been.
Yeah, it was a game that we've obviously let slip. We had, I think it was 27 or 28 shots to 18 or 19. So when you think of it that way, 4-9, I think, in the second quarter, we had opportunity to put the game away in the second quarter. Didn't take our chances, kept Newtown in the game, and then they were obviously good enough to take theirs late in the day. And we go down.
The message to the group after the game?
Oh, I'd be disappointed. Yeah, like, they're games that we turned up today wanting to win, and we just weren't quite good enough or long enough. We panicked a little bit in that middle stage of this last quarter. We lost a bit of structure forward of the ball. We couldn't keep the ball in our half. And then, conversely, then we couldn't stop Newtown sort of going the length of the field when we did have a couple of opportunities to keep it in our forward 50, and they were good enough to score.
As Sporto, I thought there was a couple of key moments where you got a couple of goal buffer in front and, you know, another goal would have really sort of broken it open, but you got caught out the back. Some players sort of got drawn into the contest, and then they had a player in the goal square and, you know, just over the top, an easy goal. So that obviously is going to be a focus area, you know, going forward.
Yeah, it was. I think there was a couple of times we got to 13 points maybe. And then had another shot to get it to 19 or that 20-point margin, which probably helps the psyche of the group and probably does a bit of damage to their psyche when you get to that margin. But we just couldn't quite get that next one. So, yeah, we're certainly improving, but we can't be happy with close losses like that at this stage of the season. We expected to win today and we haven't. That's not good enough.
On a positive, though, I did make a note, and only shortly after, Kingy made a comment and he said Grovedale doing the little things well at the moment. And I did notice that from the last time that we saw you play, some of these younger kids who were fumbling and perhaps making some poor decisions are starting to click. They're starting to realise those little 1%ers all add up, and that's what good teamwork's about. So, you know, those sort of little things were certainly evident today, which shows growth.
Yeah, it does. We have shown growth. It's just those little things. You want to just make sure that they're fundamental to your game, and we probably just didn't get quite enough of those fundamentals right for long enough today. And then off the back of that, a little fumble here or a missed tackle there, and next thing, Newtown were able to get out the back, as you said, and they kicked a couple of goals. Like, we'll probably rue the one on quarter time a second ago, and then I think they got one right nearly on three-quarter time.
We do have the assistant coach of Newtown. Well, I suppose the first question, where's the coach? You're not talking to us.
Yeah, no, he's talking to you. He's just enjoying the moment, to be honest, Kingy. I think, obviously, the last couple of weeks, there's been a few frustrations and a few pressures on everything that's going on, considering our loss last week. But he's certainly in there enjoying the moment with the players. And, you've been busted my presence.
When did you get tapped on the shoulder and told that you were doing this and he'd chosen not to?
I actually don't think they could find him, so here I am.
Fair right enough. Away. Well, throw in Birchie's hands for the moment.
It was really lovely to be in the rooms and see some of the playing group actually get up. Matt McMahon was key in that, talking to the boys after the win, congratulating them and highlighting some of the performances. There was a bit of emotion in there this week, you know, after the performance of last week, clearly.
Yeah, exactly right, Jane. Look, it's been a challenging week, and we certainly own where we're at, and I think we own obviously the performance of last week, and we're certainly from the outside football world have certainly copped point of criticism, but testament to everyone involved, this football club, for the resilience that they've shown through the week. We've had a great week on the track. We certainly recognised where we're at last week and reviewed that strongly on Tuesday night, but our Tuesday night this week was one of our best sessions of the year. We were really buoyant about what this last 3 to 4 weeks will bring for the club, and I think today was a testament to that. I think our effort, our attack on the football, our ability to take the ball forward when we needed to and kick goals was a testament to that, which we didn't see last week, sadly. And, it's been a complete contrast, and we're really proud of the boys for what they've done today.
And a win like that is really important for young players coming through as well, and to really form that belief and, you know, play to the values that you spoke about in the rooms as well, and what it's all about being part of the Newtown club here.
Exactly right. Like, it's been a complete contrast this year in terms of the look and feel of our side, to be honest. There's plenty of young kids who have been given opportunities and have tasted a lot of senior football as well, which has been fantastic for the future of the club and the development of those individuals themselves. So, GFL footy is very, very good football too, Jane, and, it's very rare that a good junior will roll in and take to it straight away. And I think that's what Newtown have found this year. As good as our kids are, they are taking a bit of time, and ultimately they'll get there. They'll all get there, but it's taking a bit more time.
It's a big step, isn't it? Like, you win under 18 premierships and championships, you don't lose games, and then all of a sudden you come against some blokes like Ryan Abbott and you go, hang on a minute, this is a totally different scenario for an 18-year-old who is playing, four or five games in the GFNL.
Agree, yeah. You see that across all sides.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Like, there's some very, very good players. Yeah. Very strong bodies as well. Mature age players that have played, be it VFL, AFL football. And once they get out here, they're very understanding of who they've got around them as well. And I think that, our boys will get there. They'll take some time, but I think they've got a very exciting future.
One of the ones, that K-Rock's own, we're calling him now, Tom Beckworth, who has been kicking goals in the twos. And has it... You're the forwards coach, so it must always be in your thought process about trying to get him in. And it's because you've had a rotating forward line this year, it hasn't really been that stable. You've had a lot of blokes in and out, injury, and all the other bits and pieces. So, blokes like that, what does that mean for the club moving forward?
Oh, look, it's very exciting. It's a testament to Tom's work rate, to be honest. He's been knocking on the door for quite some time. Sadly for Tom, he's had some injuries along the way that have curtailed. An opportunity, and gratefully for him, he's got it now. But he was certainly always in the picture for us as a coaching group early in the season. He's played some very good football at reserves level. Sadly, injuries have probably held him back quite a lot. But I think you saw today, two goals to half time. He looked really lively. He can mark the footy on the lead. It's a beautiful kick, and I think that's an exciting thing for the club as well.
Yeah, absolutely. He didn't mind getting up the ground a bit as well.
I haven't seen him move that up the ground as much because he hasn't had to in the two. So he was good.
Obviously, footy involves structures and setups and all that. And there were some areas you're certainly getting beaten in throughout the game. But that last quarter, you, as a coaching staff, you must have been really impressed with your attitude because it was a want. You've got to want to win games of footy, and you got to want to win that contest, and that's exactly what they did in that last 8 minutes of the game. You must be really impressed with the attitude of the boys.
Totally agree, Matt. Look, I think that it was clear to see that for a majority of the game, they certainly won the midfield battle. Their midfield really got hold of us at times, particularly on the outside, and we tried to curtail that without much luck. But we talked a lot before the game about just showing some real grit and some real hunger and a real desire to want to get the result at the end of the day. And I think what we saw late particularly was we took our opportunities. Ned Harris's goal from 50 on the run. Liam Fiore's marking goal. Willow Dwyer kicks a goal from 35 from a set shot. And then young Jesse Colville seals the game. So that's a real positive, and probably in complete contrast to where we were last week. When we did have opportunities to win the game, we just didn't take them.
That was rascal of the week from Will O'Dwyer. That wasn't his free kick.
It wasn't his kick. It was Mick Condy's.
I thought it might have been Mick's as well.
Brother Rob won't be happy with that. I'll tell you what else was impressive. Behind the ball, we talk about the forwards and that kicking goals, but he's set up so well behind the ball. He's plus nine for intercept marks in the last quarter, and Braden Hocking had one hell of a game. Well, he just set everything up and controlled the back half, but just they could not break the wall because of your intercept mark, and it was fantastic.
No, I agree. Look, we had some really solid performances in our back line, led by Braden. Alex Pocock's job on Tom Gillard as well was strong, although obviously kicked that goal late. But we moved Charlie Byrne on to Schaefer as well late in the game, which was an important move for us as well because he looked really dangerous. And, Charlie did a great job. But, all in all, I thought our back line controlled things as well as they could, bearing in mind, at times they played some really strong surge footy and put their backs under a lot of pressure, and they seem to hold up pretty well.
How's Cam Wilkinson?
He's sore, but it's just testament to how he battles the game out, Cam. Like, he come up against, you know, a premier ruckman of the competition and was always excited by the challenge. Sadly, it was only for a half, but yeah, look, he's sore at the moment, but let's hope that he can get up for the remainder of the season.
He was pacing like a wild lion at the end too. It was like he wanted to get out there, even though he was he still wanted to get out there.
He was in runners by that stage, I think, too.
Anyways, look, it's just, you know, Cam's he's a great people's person, Cam. He's a real winner. You know, he's a great club person as well, and yeah, as much as he wasn't out in the ground, he was really willing the boys over the line.
Yep. You're an assistant coach, have been for a while, time in the Falcons system. There's plenty of jobs going, hopefully.
Oh, here we go.
Be rude not to ask. Have you got an interest in coaching your own team? And if so, with the numerous jobs, and there may well be a job here, potentially. We understand that it's going to be, and I suspect that's why Damien's not talking to us, because he probably doesn't want to be grilled about that. But, you know, if a job became available somewhere, or have there been approaches to you to coach?
Nice. Oh, look, it's a challenging time. Like, I, as you know, run the Werribee Racing Club Kingy and have a young family and those sort of things, and I certainly recognise the work that goes into coaching a senior team on your own, and the dedication that Damien puts into this job is certainly bigger than I've ever seen before, and it's a testament to what he's done over his long tenure. I really haven't considered it, but if the right opportunity comes, you would look at it. But the same token, I came back to Newtown when Damien started coaching because Newtown was my home club. I love the club. I want a football home. Did I come here to want to be a senior coach? No, I didn't. I just wanted to come here to pass on some of my experiences, and I feel like you know, I've been able to do that. Whatever the future looks like for me, I can worry about later on, but I really enjoyed the opportunity that I've had here at Newtown, that's for sure.
Werribee Racing Club, as you said, next meets Werribee Cup Day, Sunday, December 8th. Corporate package is available, and it's just up the road.
It is just up the road, yeah. Look, the club's going really well. We've certainly evolved over the course of the last few years. And
good leadership.
Great leadership, but not only that.
Good, settle down.
Not only that, look, we play a really important part in the Spring Racing Carnival, Kingy, as you know. And
do you start seeing horses come rolling in for, what do they call it?
Quarantine. Yeah,
I think it would.
Late September. Okay. Late September is about when we'll see horses arrive. And at the present time, we've got a good little list of horses that are on...
on the ballot,
like being confirmed to come, but we won't know until probably 2 weeks out from when they arrive. But quarantine's been at Werribee for 13 years, King. We've had 21 group winners, 1 winners, 6 Melbourne Cup winners. It's a pretty exciting time of year to be part of the club.
Yeah, absolutely. Wilco, thanks for taking the time to join us. Pass on our congratulations to Damien for what's been a tough week. No doubt we will be talking to him at some stage about many things football, but we'll worry about those when we have to get to the bridge that we have to cross with those. Good luck with the build-up to the Spring Carnival up at Werribee and Werribee Cup Day, Sunday, December 8th.
Good man. Thanks, Key.
The post-match interview.